Get started for free on IBM Cloud. With an IBM Cloud Lite account, you can access a catalog of more than 40 always free services with no credit card required. Your account never expires, and there are no time limits, so you can experiment with some of our most popular offerings for as long as you'd like. Explore our free tier and create your account today at ibm.biz/cloudfree.
Everybody, welcome to Shooting the Sports Issue. That's like 15 seconds that I was live here with nothing. StreamYard is sometimes really, really weird, so I apologize for that. Before we get talking, let's get the... Okay, before we get any further, let's talk about how we did last night, right? Let's talk about how we did last night. What did we hit on as a family here at Shooting the Sports Ish? How did we do betting on Shooting the Sports Ish tonight for the NBA? We did pretty well, actually. To believe it or not, we actually did very, very well last night. I didn't count the exact record, but let's talk about the hits that we had. The hits we had was the Raptors plus 6.5. That was a big time hit. We also had the Nets, I said, plus 2.5. I liked that one as well. That was it really. So we'll hit that here. Those were our hits last night. Raptors 6.5, Nets 2.5. I apologize. We also had, let's edit that bad boy, Iowa plus 2. Iowa plus 2 was free money last night, y'all. Like, Iowa plus 2 was free money. It made no sense that this game was that way, but it is what it is. We had free money here. Hope you guys took that bet. Our $5 five-leg parlay did not hit last night, but that's okay. We're going to hit another one tonight. This one might be a little bit better. We did have some misses as well. Our misses, and we got to own up to the misses when we have them, was the Kings money line, was the over in both the Raptors and Bucks game and Nets Lakers. So we went 3-3 last night, which is not a bad betting night, to be honest with you. I was pretty happy with mine. I did get into the Brooklyn Nets game and hammer that game. For whatever reason, I've been noticing with the Nets, when the Nets get down, or when the Nets get up, rather, it takes a long time for some of these books to actually like give it negative money value for the money line. I was still able to hit it like 165, 105. Then like I hit it at 105 several times. I hit the spread too at -9.5. The game just got completely out of hand. By the skin of my teeth, I hit that, but it was a very good night. But we're here to talk about the NBA games for tonight. We'll start with Golden State at the Orlando Magic. I look like I'm looking off to the side, but it's just because of the way my screens are situated here. We have the Warriors are 4-point favorites here. They're coming in at -4. Looks like spread movement might get it to about 4.5 by time game time hits. We're a little early on this. It could spread, it could change by the time you watch this, by the time you listen to this video, and then you take the bet, or you bet on the game. The Magic are given very little chance to win, as the Warriors have a 61% chance to win this game, according to the ESPN Pick Center, which is my favorite resource to use here. The Warriors have covered the spread in their last two games, a spread of 11 and a spread of 1. They are favored in both of those games. They've done it 3 times in their last 5. We see the same trend with the Magic, 3 games in their last 5. They've covered being dogs 3 times in the last 5. 3.5, 11.5, 6.5, 9, and 6 were their last spreads. They covered 3.5 against the Knicks. They covered 6.5 against the Kings. And last time they saw Golden State, they did cover that by 9. So the spread is a little nicer here. That 4-point spread, if you can get it, I think is a really good number here. I like the Warriors to cover 4 points. Not necessarily because either of these teams are easy to bet. They're a little difficult to kind of make a prediction on, but I do think that I think there's a real chance that they cover that spread. So with the four points, if I'm going to bet this game, I'll take the Warriors to cover the 4. I think that's a fair game for them, a fair, spread for them to have and a fair spread for them to cover. I really do. I think that makes sense to me. The game total on this game is 224.5, and I don't love that. I don't love that at all. We have them at the Magic has seen the under in 6 of their last 10 games. The Warriors are very erratic. There's also 6 out of the last 10, but there's no trend here, really. The trend probably says over 3 out of the last 5 games or unders. Or sorry, the trend probably says unders. 3 out of the last 5 for the Warriors were unders. 4 out of the last 5 were the Magic. But I'm just going to avoid this game total in general, just to be very honest with you. I'm not touching the game total. I'm leaving it alone. I don't like it at all. So we'll leave it alone. We won't touch it. That's just what we're going to do. We're not going to touch it at all. Just my personal preference is to leave it alone because I don't like this game very much as from a betting standpoint. I do like the Warriors -4, though. That's going to be part of my parlay. There we go. Let's move on to the Nuggets versus the Cavaliers. The Nuggets, who are on my I'm upset at you list. It's not me, it's you list. Because I keep betting them, and it doesn't go well. And it makes me sad. But that's just how it be sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, it just be like that sometimes. But they are given an 89% chance to win, or 79% chance to win this game tonight. Which is wild. That's a huge chance for them to win this game. We're going to look at the pick center here, see what we got as far as the spread. It's a 9-point spread is what we're seeing tonight. That's a lot. And I don't think the Nuggets will cover it. And not even, like, even before we dig into the trends, for me, I just don't think they're going to cover it. That's a lot of points, especially for a Nuggets team that's pretty hard to gauge. The Cavs have covered the spread in none of their last 10 games. The Nuggets have covered it only 3 times in the last 10 games. However, the Nuggets or the Cavaliers, when they've lost in the last few games by, 31, 17, 19, 38, 6, 25, 18. I mean, so they're in 12. I mean, this losing, or sorry, 22. This losing streak they're on is vicious. The Nuggets worry me because I don't know that they'll cover, but they are on a 2-game losing streak. The Cavs are bad. Jokic should have a good game. I don't know. This is a tough one. This is a tough one for sure. The point game total is sitting here at 226. The Cavs have covered, hit the over 4 out of the last 5 games. We have seen the Nuggets do it just 3 times out of the last 5 games. So, you know, if you want to bet the game total here, you bet the over here. That's what the trends say. If you want to bet the game, you bet the Nuggets to cover that 9. But I don't like this game. I think it's a bit of a trap game for the Nuggets. I think there's a chance that they could actually lose this game, beating a team. Coming into a team on a big losing streak. Eventually that losing streak does snap. The Nuggets are good, but they're erratic and they're difficult to figure out. This is a game that I'm avoiding altogether. I would avoid it altogether. The next game up, we have the Bulls at the Sixers. The Sixers, who I just don't even know what they are. They've won 1 out of their last 5 games. They have only covered the spread once in their last 5 games. The Bulls have covered it 3 out of their last 5 games. The Bulls are going at 3-2 on the last 5 games, winning wise. So they are definitely playing a little better basketball at the moment than the 76ers. The spread is Sixers at 8. I don't think they're covering 8 points. Like, I feel pretty confident saying that you can take Bulls +8 and maybe even Bulls money line. Just to be honest with you, Bulls money line is +265. There's a chance they could win outright. There really is, because the Sixers aren't playing great basketball. Now, mind you, the reason why it looks like they haven't played good basketball is the teams that they've played. They did have to deal with Portland, Phoenix, and Utah in 3 straight games. So you almost want to give Philadelphia a break, because those are really difficult teams they played. They hung on tight against Utah, losing by 1 point. They lost by 9 points to the Suns, even though they're heavily favored in that one. And then they did lose to the Trailblazers by 4, and they were favored in that game as well. So that's something to consider, no doubt about it. Definitely something to consider. But, I do like the Bulls to cover this spread. I really do. Like the Bulls to cover the spread. I also like the over in this game. 3 out of the last 5 games for the Bulls, 4 out of the last 5, including 4 straight for the 76ers. It's what I like. It's what I like. I like it there. I like that over. If you're going to take it, it looks like people are betting the under at 228.5. 228.5 is a lot of points, but I think we could see it here. The Sixers aren't exactly great defensively, and neither are the Bulls. But is this on my betting card tonight? It's not on my betting card tonight. But if I was going to bet it, I would bet the Bulls to cover and the over to hit. Not as a parlay though. I'd hit them separate lines. I'd probably, other than my $5 parlays, I pretty much avoid the parlays now. You know, I might go in and hit Steph points and threes hit tonight, depending on what they're set. They're not up on my book, but we'll see what happens. The Hawks are going into the Celtics. They actually just beat the Celtics the other day by 8. They are 4-point dogs on this game. This game is worrisome for me. Trends told me the other day that the Hawks would not win this game, and the Celtics should cover. The Celtics are not playing good basketball either. They're playing 500 basketball, and so are the Hawks. The Hawks have seen the spread hit 2 times in their last 5 games. We've seen it just 2 times in the last 5 games for the Celtics as well. I don't love this. I don't love it. I'm not, you know, I don't like it. I don't want to touch the Celtics really at all right now. I'm kind of scarred by them. I do like seeing the over in this game, though. It's at 225.5. We had 236 in their last matchup. We have 6 straight overs that the Hawks have hit, and the Celtics have hit it twice in their last 5, but the Hawks are the big thing. They don't play very good defense, and if the Celtics are going to win this game, they're going to have to score a lot of points. These teams average 223.5 together. So it's only 2 points over their average. It seems pretty legit. I like it. I like the over in this game. I really like the over in this game, actually. That's what I like in this one. Let's move on to Detroit versus Memphis. And let me just tell you, I'm not touching this game either. This is another game. There's a huge slate tonight, but it's not one that I like very much. The Pistons have covered 3 out of their last 5 games. The Grizzlies have covered 3 out of their last 5 games. I don't know really how I feel about either of these teams. Just frankly, I don't. I don't know how I feel about either of these teams. I don't know if I think either team is good or bad. The Grizzlies, however, have seen the over in 9 out of 10 games. So if you're going to hit this game, 220.5 does not seem like a lot of points. You know, the Pistons don't necessarily see that 220 a lot, but the Grizzlies absolutely do. Ridiculous point totals. 235, 257, 234, 220, 244, 241, 227, 218, 250, and 235. You can feel pretty damn confident that you're going to see the over in this game. I think it is a very, very, very good over to bet, a very safe over to bet. That's the only thing I'm touching from that Grizzlies game is the over in that game. All trends point to, yeah, it's going to hit. This is the hardest game to look at, though, in my opinion, is the Thunder versus the Milwaukee Bucks. You have the Thunder versus the Milwaukee Bucks here. The Bucks are 10.5-point favorites. They were big-time favorites last night at 7.5-point favorites. They lost. 6-point favorites against the Raptors, lost. 11.5-point favorites against OKC last time. Oh, guess what? They lost that game. They have lost 5 straight games. They've lost to 3 good teams, one of them twice, but they've also lost to the Thunder, who is not a good team. The Thunder spread has hit 6 out of the last 10 games. Now, they lost to Memphis by 9, and that was last night, 2 nights ago, sorry. Yeah, last night. And they lost to the Trailblazers by 11 as well, so I don't know. I think if you want to take an underdog pick, you want to put a flyer on something. Plus 460 for the Thunder to win is not bad. I won quite a bit of money last night betting the Raptors. I'm just going to tell you that. I won quite a bit of money on the Raptors last night. They are the Bucks just aren't a good basketball team at this very moment. They won 5 straight, then they lost 5 straight. It's tough to gauge how they are. Like, it's tough to gauge what they are right now, but this game is tough. I think you can feel confident that the Bucks won't cover 10.5 points. I don't think they're good enough right now to cover 10.5 points, even against a bad team in the Thunder. But we'll see how it goes tonight. If I'm betting it, I'm not going to bet money line. You could if you want. There's a ton of value in it, and there is a chance it happens. It's hard to believe, though, with Giannis on this team, a 5-game losing streak, that's quite a bit for a team that's going to be a top 3 seed in the East by the end of it. They're playing bad basketball right now, but they're not going to keep playing bad basketball. This trend almost feels like a trap. We have seen the over, or the under, I'm so sorry, hit in 3 out of the last 5 OKC games. We've seen it hit 2 out of the last 5 in the Milwaukee Bucks game, including last night. The Bucks could not score last night. They scored just 96 points. They could not score last night. I don't know that the Thunder played good enough defense to have a similar thing happen. But they have held Portland to 115 and 114, which is holding them to a lot of points. So that, like, you know, the high scoring teams aren't exactly dropping. 115, 114 for a bad team is not a lot to hold on to. Like, is not a lot, especially when this game is at 231. I just don't see how there's any way this game hits 231. I just don't. We've seen 235 against Memphis in the OKC Memphis game last time out, but it's 230 is just a lot of points, and I just don't see the Thunder scoring enough points on the Bucks for it to happen. They could, but I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. There's no injuries here. Jrue Holiday's out for the Bucks again. So, I mean, maybe, but if it was me, I would take the under 231.5, and I would take the OKC Thunder to cover 10.5. I don't think that is parlay worthy, but it is consideration worthy. Maybe you do a small parlay on it, but bet the individual lines a little harder. Maybe that's what I would do. The Suns are 3.5 point favorites going into New Orleans tonight to face the Pelicans. The Suns have been cover gods, man. They're 8 out of their last 10. They've covered that spread, including an 11.5 point spread against the Magic. We have seen the Pelicans hit it 5 times in their last 10, but only once in their last 5. And that was against Memphis. They're a little erratic, are the Pelicans. And frankly, the Suns are just a lot better basketball team. I think they'll cover 3.5. They've beaten some good teams. They did, you know, they did lose to Brooklyn 128 to 124 in a comeback victory. That was 24-point comeback for the Nets, which was outstanding. But we've seen them beat some good teams in Philadelphia, in Milwaukee, in Boston, and Dallas they beat twice, which maybe Dallas isn't a great team right now, but they are a good offensive team. And they're, you know, every bit as they're the same team damn near as far as trends are considered for the Pelicans. I like that a lot. You can actually get minus value minus 172 on the Suns if you just want to bet money line instead of them covering the 3.5. But I think with them covering it 8 out of the last 10, I think you can feel confident that they'll do it again. Plus 144 for the Pelicans if you like them to win outright. There's some nice value there if you think that they can do it. The over has hit 8 out of the last 10 games in Pelicans games. It has hit, looks like, 6 out of the last 10 in Suns games. You can also probably go ahead and hit that 231. We've seen the Pelicans see that 231 in all of their last 6 games. So you can feel pretty confident that that's going to happen. They even saw that against the Pistons, which they lost. They gave up a ton to Dallas as well. So I really like the Suns to cover 3.5. I like the over of 230.5 in that game too. Let's talk about the Raptors, who are playing pretty good basketball coming off back-to-back wins against the Milwaukee Bucks. They have covered the spread that looks like seven times in their last 10, but they're facing a Minnesota team that isn't good at all, but has also covered the spread 7 out of their last 10. The thing is, though, the spread is only 3 points. The spread's only 3 points, and we saw them lose by the Timberwolves lose by 6, by 8, by 6, by 7, by 5, by 2, by 3, and by 2. 3 points isn't a lot for them to cover. the Raptors. I think it's pretty disrespectful, actually, that they got the cover at minus three. You know, if you want to give them outright, you can get the Raptors at minus 142. If you think that the Timberwolves are going to win somehow, plus 120 is the money line there. But I think that you can trust that the Raptors will cover that minus three. They do it pretty often, and they're playing good basketball right now. We've also seen the over hit 8 out of the last 10 games for the Raptors. We've seen it hit 5 out of the last 10 games for the Timberwolves. You can probably feel okay that 225 will hit. 225 seems to be reasonable. We didn't see it last night for the Raptors, but we saw 237, 228, 226, 252, 241, so on and so forth. And the Timberwolves, we've seen 266, 216, 228, 234, 231, 249, 238. So we see that pretty often. I think you can feel pretty confident in the over here and confident that the Raptors will cover as well. That's where I feel on that. And the game tonight, Jazz versus the Clippers. This is the big time game tonight. Jazz at Clippers. The Jazz are favored by 4.5. They have covered the spread in 8 straight games. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games. 4.5 points is one of the smaller spreads that they've seen, too. The Clippers have covered it 3 out of their last 5. Do we have Paul George? And do we have Paul George tonight? Injury report tells me that Kawhi Leonard is out. Paul George is out. Arturo is out. Batum is day-to-day. Luke Kennard is day-to-day. Mike Conley is out for the Jazz. I don't care. There's no Paul George, no Paul George, no Kawhi Leonard. 4.5 points is the spread for the Jazz. That just seems goofy. That doesn't make sense. This is free money. Take it. The money line for them is minus 188 if you just want to take their money line instead. And then the points are set at 225. We've seen the Jazz erratically hit the over. It looks like they've done it 3 out of their last 5, 6 out of the last 10, but it's kind of hard to tell where they're at with it. The under hit the last time these two teams played. They only had 200 points, 210 points combined. But we saw the over hit in 8 out of the last 10 games for the Clippers. Again, no Kawhi Leonard, no Paul George. I like the over, and I like the Jazz to win by 4.5. I really do. I think that you should feel confident that that's going to happen. And we'll cut this video into a segment here at the very end. I'll splice it just in a moment. Actually, I'll do a single different thing, but we're going to do a $5 5-leg parlay. The first one I'm going to give you is over 226 for the Nuggets and the Cavaliers. I'm going to give you minus 4 for the Golden State Warriors. I like that quite a lot. I will give you also the Suns to cover minus 3.5, the Raptors to cover minus 3, and the Jazz to cover minus 4.5. That is $2388 plus $2388. You bet $5, you win $124.42 on DraftKings. Let me repeat that line to you. Over 226, Nuggets, Cavaliers, Warriors to cover minus 4, Suns to cover minus 3.5, Raptors to cover minus 3, and the Jazz to cover minus 4.5. $5 odds plus $2388, $124.42. That's a $5 5-leg parlay. We haven't hit one yet, but we're going to hit one of them one of these days, and I think that one feels good tonight. We missed last night's by a few legs, but this one feels better. We'll see. We'll keep doing them. It's a fun parlay. Parlays are fun. Don't put your entire bankroll on there. Throw a 5 spot. Use your bankroll on individual lines. Don't load up on parlays. They're goofy. But anyway, that's it. We will talk to you later. Thank you for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. Peace.